This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. Just how reliable are the DNA tests that you can find on the market these days? How reliable is the data that you're given? Maybe the results differ depending on the way in which your DNA is sampled. Was it hair? Was it a cheek swab, blood? Or as this Malaysian startup chose, your saliva? Advanx Health are a startup that take a sample of your DNA, and with the results, they help you to take charge of your health through reliable genomic and lifestyle data. A part of the process is that you're as honest as your DNA. You fill in a questionnaire that asks you about your lifestyle, and combined with the results from your DNA tests, the team over at Advanx can give you suggestions based on the combination of the two. To tell me more about the formation of the company and about the process, let me welcome Wei Shan, the co-founder and CEO of Advanx Health.
Hi, Richard. Thanks
welcome
for having
to
me
the
here.
Show. You're very welcome. Now, you first contacted me a few months ago to tell me about your product.
Yeah.
And I think I was quite curt in the response that I gave to you at first, that my a friend of mine had recently done a DNA test from hairs.
All right.
And the results that she received were very similar to the ones that you could find online anyway, if you search for, you know, something like that. And then you kind of came to me and said, well, ours are not like that. And then I said, okay, well, then prove it to me. And you did. So you're a pharmacist to be, as I saw on your LinkedIn. When did you decide to start Advanx and why?
So by professional, I'm having a degree in pharmaceutical sciences. So I'm a pharmacist by professional. I used to work for a startup in technology. Then I moved into retail pharmacy. So that's how I uncover about DNA testing, because my previous company was selling a DNA test in retail spaces, and it was provided by an Australian company.
Right.
So I find it very interesting about DNA testing. So I went into to do a lot more research, market survey, and I thought, is something going to be very useful for people to understand themselves better? So I decided to quit my previous company. So last year, we ventured into DNA testing. And our vision is to personalize healthcare through genomics and to empower people to take charge of their health.
So you were aware of DNA testing before you launched your own company?
Yes. And in fact, when I was in my final year of my pharmacy study, we actually have a course called pharmacogenetics, which specifically talk about how genes can affect your medicine effectiveness, or actually what kind of medication is suitable for you based on your genes.
I mean, it's a fascinating topic. You know, when you talk about genetics and how food can interact with how you can behave and how your health is and all of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know, tell me about the beginning of the company then. You know, who were the people involved and how did they get involved and what did they do?
So I co-founded this company together with another two co-founders. So one of them is Ping. So Ping is also a pharmacist graduated from UK, got bored about pharmaceutical job, come back to Malaysia and become a full-time coder. Mm. So she has been with Next Academy, who is an academy that teach coding for 3 years. So I told her, you know, why not we start something and then do disrupt the healthcare scene. So both of us come out together and we got another sort of like angel investors from my previous retail pharmacy company. So all together, three of us started this company, Advanx Health. Then we try to attract a lot more healthcare background people, because we are a company very focused on science and we want all our core team to have a background in healthcare. And then we have the credential and also the credibility when we talk about DNA testing or we talk about health, as it's come from a very science-based company and science-based people.
Was it difficult to for them to accept your pitch when you first gave it to them? This is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. Was it a difficult pitch?
I think it was, not to say too difficult, but I would say is something that people might can't imagine, like what you envision for the next 5 or 10 years.
Right.
So what you need to do is, what I do is I plan out like for the next 3 years, what we try to achieve. But I try to sell them the bigger picture is to giving back the healthcare decision to people, so that people can take charge of their own health by having their own data, by understanding themselves better. So I think that thing clicked into what we as a pharmacist is always to help people understand themselves better. So how can they improve their health? So I think that vision sort of clicked into the team. So all of us decided to take a leap and then we just start a company.
So as I mentioned at the top of the show, there are a number of ways in which your DNA can be tested, to sent off to labs. Why did you choose the saliva method of testing as opposed to some of the others you could have opted for?
Yeah, so I think the traditional way would be using blood, but blood is like invasive, so you will need a professional to help you take blood. We have a few other options like buccal swab or saliva sample. So buccal swab, I think my previous company who saw a DNA test using buccal swab, tends to be has some issue in terms of the DNA quality, so it might affect the customer's experience when we don't have enough DNA quality or we don't have good DNA quality, we might need to resample the customers again. Mm. But so far, saliva sample has been a lot more stable compared to buccal swab. But we don't, we are not saying that buccal swab is not good, but we chose to use saliva as is like a safer option.
What was the amount of saliva you have to submit again? Is it 3 milliliters?
2 milliliters.
2 milliliters.
Yeah.
And you don't think that's a lot when you're told it until you have to do it.
Yeah.
It's a considerable amount of saliva.
Yeah. So I think if you remember the process, we will say a download. If you don't have enough saliva, we'd like you to watch a video. It's about a YouTube video about squeezing lemon.
Ah.
Yeah. So we told some of our customers actually find it very interesting, where you look at the video and you listen to the sound of the squeezing of the lemon. It actually improves your saliva production. Yeah.
Well, I should know that for next time. So when you've come together as a company, you've formed your company, your background is in DNA testing and pharmacy. How did you manage to kind of... who did you know how to talk to? You know, how did you know who to talk to? And how did you manage to form relationships with the labs that actually do the physical testing?
So I have been doing a lot of market survey in Malaysia and also Singapore. And we have identified the company of they want to provide us the lab equipment. It's called Illumina. So we try to look through who the distributor in Malaysia. So I think a lot comes into pieces when you make a lot of hard work out there. There's some luck involved where this person from Illumina Distributor Malaysia just contacted me through LinkedIn and we got connected. And he said, we have a setup for you to run your tests. Right. So why don't you use our setup?
Because from what I understand, a lot of the DNA testing kits that you can buy here were sending those samples overseas to
be. Yes, correct.
And then there was some kind of issue with the government not allowing you to send your samples overseas. Yeah. Is that accurate?
I think it's also about whether your data is safe when you send out of Malaysia. There are also some rules and regulations saying that you cannot send your sample out from Malaysia, but I don't think the rules was being enforced right now. But we, as a Malaysian company, we do things accordingly. We pharmacists understand the law. So our saliva collection kit was actually a MDA certified devices. It's a medical devices,
right.
Grade C. Then we do everything locally in Malaysia. I think that also proved and given some trust to some of the customers who compare us among the other company.
It's a very interesting process.
Yep.
So you, from my memory was... I met with you first. You talked to me through the process.
Yes.
I then gave you a saliva sample, which you then took away. You came back three or four weeks later to give me the results. And then you said your results will be available online in the next couple of days.
Yes.
And they were. And for me, at first glance, they seemed a little bit confusing because I wasn't sure what meant what.
Yep.
And I remember speaking to you about that, and you said, "Oh, we've updated since, and that now the numbers are reflective of what they actually mean."
Yep.
So I think for a lot of people at home who are listening for the first time to something like DNA testing, how accurate are they actually?
Okay. So accuracy comes in different directions. So one is about how accurate is the machine itself.
Right.
So the machine we're using the company is called Illumina, and it has been doing for like the past 20, 30 years. So in terms of the machine testing sensitivity, it was accuracy about 99.5%. And we specifically chose Asian-focused population. So we extract things that is relevant to Asian. Compared to some of the company who are sent to like US, Australian, they might be comparing your Asian genes with Caucasian genes.
Right.
So for us, it's very Asian-focused. That's why we can provide a lot more accurate results compared to like overseas company.
I see. Mm. Let's take a very short break.
Sure.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'll be talking about the actual testing process from beginning to end and what the results actually show, how they're broken down into which categories. I've got with me in the studio Wei Shan. He is the co-founder and CEO of Advance Health. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You are listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to Enterprise. This is Open for Business, and my name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Wei Shan.
Where are you from?
I'm from Advance Health.
And what do you do?
So I'm co-founder and CEO of Advance Health. By professional, I'm a pharmacist, but I got interested into DNA testing or big data and technology. And that's why I founded this company to help people to understand their DNA better and to make a better decision based on their lifestyle.
Full disclosure, I have taken part in this DNA test and I have my results. I don't have the results in with me. I was going to print off the reports, but if I was to do that, it would have been 230 pages long. Yeah. Something that I didn't want to waste paper on, but I've sat and read through it on my laptop. There's some very interesting stuff. Now, can you just kind of walk me through the testing process? When the sample is sent to the lab, what actually happens at that lab and how do they arrive at the results that they do?
Okay, so when we receive the sample, we will send to our lab for processing. So it breaks down to a few processes. So the first is we will extract DNA from your saliva. Mm-hmm. So once you extract the DNA saliva, it will go through a series of processes to become what we call like dry DNA. Then the dry DNA will go into a machine where we use a Asian-focused chip. So through that, we extract some of the genes that is related to Asian population. So then we have a raw data of, or we, what call a raw genomic data of a personnel. Then that part will go into the final phase is through calculation algorithm. And that algorithm will come with a results based on what are traits that you have tested for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the kind of categories you've broken down to fitness, health risks, diet management, nutrition and diet and inner potential.
Yep.
Which do you think most people are most interested in of those?
So there are, so we break down into health risks, nutrition, diet, fitness, inner potential, and the recent one is skin. So we actually also do skin traits.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah, and ladies love it. So based on our experience, depends on who are the target market. Mm. Younger people tend to go for, surprisingly, health risks because I think it's like a preventive measure they want to do.
Yeah.
Like I'm like early 30s, what are the risks of getting a certain diseases I might have?
And what might I do now to help prevent that?
Yes. And then people who into like diet management, they will really look into nutrition and diet because that will help them to further customize their own diet planning, or they will know what kind of food is suitable for them based on who they are. Yeah, but there's one thing that Malaysians I really love, but we are not providing that yet. It's called Ancestry.
Right.
Every single day we receive requests about Ancestry. Yeah, but we are working on that.
Right. And that's something that you're going to be looking at a little bit later on, is it?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of people who do these kind of DNA tests, that's one of the major things that they look out for, isn't it? And I know it's not as simple as it sounds because there's ways of tracing your ancestry via your mother and via your father, and the two could be very different.
Yes.
And so do you have to find like a middle ground then, or are you going to be giving the customer the option to choose one or the other?
I think when you talk about ancestry, is we will definitely consider both. It will not be like choosing whether from your mother's side or your father's side. But the challenge is we will need to understand the local ethnicity in Malaysia or Southeast Asia, because Southeast Asia has so much ethnicity. Like my Malay population has broken down into more than 14 different groups. Mm. So I think it's a challenge of identifying those genes that is related to a certain ethnicity. And that's why we will need a lot more time to actually look into ancestry right now.
Mm-mm. So when I got my results, There was a few things that, you know, I kind of stroked my chin at and had a second look. And there's a couple of things that I was a little skeptical of. So when I was younger, I was told by my then doctor that I had childhood arthritis and spondylosis, mm-hmm. Which is a degenerative spine disease. And when I looked through your results, one of the things that it talks about is osteoarthritis and something else. And I was just on the cusp, according to the numbers, of somebody who is at greater risk of suffering from osteoarthritis, according to my DNA.
Yep.
Now, part of me is thinking, how close was my doctor's diagnosis 35, 40 years ago? And how accurate is the testing of this DNA test? So part of me was kind of, you know, I didn't know where to sit with that. You know, would you be a little bit skeptical as well, perhaps?
So for us as a company, when we choose what our traits to be released, we're actually very, very strict.
Yeah.
So if you're based on research, we can talk about 300 different things due to DNA.
Yeah.
But we only look into some is like very heavily backed by science, and some are some traits are very obvious. So there are cases where you know about something from your doctors or from your family.
Yeah.
But in fact, based on your DNA, you are not that kind of person.
Right.
So it depends on whether you choose to believe in science or you choose to believe in someone from your family history.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And so, like I say, this was 30-something years ago when DNA testing wasn't even something that was being considered.
Yep.
You know, and so my doctor at the time probably gave me what he thought was his best diagnosis for that time in the late 70s, early 80s. Mm. Whereas now I have a lab wherever it is, telling me that my DNA is implying that that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there are still skeptics out there who don't believe that DNA testing is accurate?
Yeah, I think because honestly, in terms of how DNA works, I think in the science part, we are still quite in the... We have passed the infancy stage, but we are not fully understand the whole DNA strain yet. So I think the skeptical comes in when doctors or even healthcare professionals are not trained to understand DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
In Malaysia, I think a lot of healthcare professionals don't even understand what does a genomic test do.
Right.
So there's a gap between education where professionals are not trained to counsel. So they might choose to not believe in this kind of testing, then they will believe in their own judgment.
I think it also crosses other boundaries within medicine as well, whether or not you look at mental health care or diet and nutrition. Some of the things that you are specifically here in Asia that you are told and you are brought up with don't necessarily jive with what science is saying. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, agree.
Okay, so let's talk about the future for Advance, and you've already inferred that you are looking at people's history and where they've come from, and that kind of stuff. Where do you see the company though? In you say you have a 3-year plan, and you've marked it out. Have you got a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, anything like that?
Yeah. So right now we were expanding our capacity to doing a lot more different reports. So we are also looking at like carrier testing, and also some into more.
How do you test your DNA to see what career you... How does that work?
It's carrier.
Oh, carrier. Sorry.
Yeah, it's carrier. Yeah. Sorry, my pronunciation. Yeah.
No, it's my listening. Yeah. I'm getting old, you see. Yeah. Right. So what does that involve then?
So, for example, people who wanted to get like family planning, they might want to do a family planning DNA testing to look at whether do I have a certain carrier for certain diseases.
Gotcha.
And that will make better decisions for the next move for family planning.
Right.
So that's one part. I think the other part would be there's a very interesting thing into personality. We are looking at it very, very carefully so that we don't affect how a child development, because a lot of parents come to us saying that I want a DNA testing to know what's my children's talent. Yeah. So that's also something that we are looking at. But in a long-term planning, I think DNA testing is not a... it's a first step for you to get into a healthy lifestyle. So we are building a ecosystem where after you get a test, we are giving you a lot more different options. For example, we give you a diet planning options. You can go for a dietitian consultation. You can even go for a future meal prep, means based on your report, who you are, we prepare a meal and it will be sent to you.
That's smart.
So those are the things.
Have you started doing that yet?
In fact, we are going to launch soon.
You're going to launch soon?
Yeah.
Can I sign up for that after the show? Okay, let's do that.
So yeah, we are building a lot more services to give you the feeling of personalized healthcare. Is everything personalized to you? So DNA test is the first step for you to get into this healthy ecosystem. Mm. But what we're looking at is to service you a lot more based on who you are. Yeah.
Okay. Where can people find out? Before I ask you where they can find out more information, the crucial question that I should probably ask, that a lot of people are going to be asking me once this show has aired, is how much do these tests cost?
So currently we have two packages. So one is called DNA Explorer Essential. That one is more towards wellness. So we talk about skin traits, diet management, nutrition, interpotential, and fitness. So that costs about, at the moment, 499 ringgit. On the health 360 package, which we'll talk about nutrition, diet, inner potential, and health risk, that currently costs about 899 ringgit. But if you have a Hong Leong card, credit cards or debit card, we're working with a Hong Leong bank promotion, it will sell at 699 ringgit.
Partnerships already?
Yes.
How long has the company been running?
So I think we have run for the past 3 months, so we decided to continue for the next 6 months.
All right. And the Advanced Health was formed how long ago?
1.5 years ago.
Good work.
Yeah.
Where can people find out more information?
So you can browse us through advancedhealth.com, or you can actually look us up in Facebook or LinkedIn.
Wei Shan, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Richard.
You have been listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.